streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes, as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, Mr. Jeremiah Wiggins. He's a boxer out of Las Vegas, and we also have his coach and trainer, Antoine. So tonight we're going to hear his story and what he's doing here with his future career. But before we bring them on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we just like to thank everybody who tunes in to the show every Wednesday night. And like I always say in the beginning of the show, we like to thank all our soldiers behind the walls where we do things that when 150 prisons across the country, fed and state men and women. So we like to give a big shout out to all our homies and homegirls behind the walls and all our soldiers out here in the street. And give a big ups to my three brothers that's doing life sentence in the penitentiary, Marvell, Christopher, and Robbie. You know, keep doing what you're doing and keep spreading that positive message, you know. And without further ado, we're going to pass the mic over to our great guest tonight, you know, and let him formally introduce himself, and then his manager will formally introduce himself, and we will get this joint started.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Jeremiah Wiggins. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, born and raised. I'm a welterweight. About it.
All right. Antoine?
Oh, yeah, and I'm Tawan T. Butler. I'm one half of Jeremiah's management team, speaking on behalf of my partner, Will. He's handling some business right now, so I'm taking care of the radio end of the business this evening.
All right. Thank you both for joining us. We want to thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight. We met you here when you all were in Phoenix at the last Iron Boy Boxing Pro event here about a month ago. So we really appreciate you guys taking the time to come on the show and tell us a little bit about your life, your story, what you're doing, and what your future goals are. So, Jeremiah, tell us a little bit about how you grew up. Did you have both your parents with you? And then tell us a little bit about some of the struggles you had to endure or get through and how you finally decided to get into the gym.
All right. I was born and raised on the west side of Las Vegas. It's like the most grindiest part of Vegas. And both of my parents, they still together. Like, they always been together, married. Like 30 some years, and I got into boxing because of I was watching Roy Jones fight Joe Calazaghe, and he lost to Joe Calazaghe, and I just wanted revenge for Roy. And I ain't know anything about weight classes. I just wanted to get at Joe Calazaghe, so I joined the gym. I went down to County Poco, and my friend Carla Duran, her daddy is Stitch. To be up in the MMA, so she told me to go down to Johnny Tokos, and that's when I started and met my coach, Leroy Caldwell.
All right, so what, you could say you grew up in the worst side of Las Vegas.
Yeah, the west side.
What were you able to do to stay away from gangs and drugs, or did you get into any of that trouble growing up?
No, I didn't get into it. Whatever, I was always around it though. It's like I never get into, like my mama. She raised me right. I kept a straight head. The worst thing I endured in life was losing my brother.
Yeah. It's hard to watch that and be around it and make those right decisions. So we're really proud of you, and thanks to your mom and dad for probably being pretty tough on you and keeping after you and making sure you made those right decisions.
Yeah.
All right. And Tawan, how did you get involved, or how long have you known Jeremiah?
I've known Jeremiah for about a good year now. I've been knowing him. We've been working together for the past few months, but I've known Jeremiah for about a year. good kid. He takes his craft real seriously. Every day he's in the gym working harder than the rest of them. You know, his goal is to, get right to the top and claim his throne at 147. And a lot of people say they're going to do it, but Jeremiah actually carries the work ethic to make it happen.
All right. And what is your record, Jeremiah?
Oh, as a pro, I'm 2-0, and like I don't have that many amateur fights. I got 6 amateur fights, and I won all of those. And I started in 2008, like two days after Roy Jones lost that fight.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
All right.
Yeah, 25 with a bright future.
That's right. So you're 2-0. Tell us a little bit about your first two fights.
My first fight, it was up in Phoenix, Arizona. It was good. I fought, I think his name was Jose Martel. It was a cool fight, whatever. I liked the crowds and everything. I wanted to fight with jabs, but I just jabbed him. I'm a pure boxer, and I just jabbed him. I tried to take him out, like, towards the middle. But I didn't get the knockout. And my second fight, it was up in Utah. And all the dudes he did was just hold. That's it. And I wanted to fight, whatever. I wouldn't even call it a fight. All dudes did was hold.
Wow. So do you know when your next fight's going to be?
It should be sometime, I'll say next month.
Yeah, we locking in, hopefully either July 19th in Las Vegas or it'll be the 20th on one of Iron Boy's cards, hopefully, if the business is right.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to pass the mic back over to Rob for a minute.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, man, and like I say, you know, we real proud of what y'all got going on because there's so many young cats do get caught up in the struggle, you know, and only because you raised in certain areas don't mean you got to get caught up in that struggle, you know what I'm saying? So
Not at all.
It ain't where you raised, it's where you're trying to really go in life, what counts, you know?
Preach to them.
Yeah, a lot of these cats is copycatters, man. They ain't thugs, they ain't gangsters. They just looking at what somebody else is doing. But when you get in that cage, that's going to tell the whole syndrome of who you really is, you know? Because then ain't no guns, you know what I mean? Ain't none of that jumping off, you know? It's like you got to go for what you really know if you're saying you're that guy, you know? So we just thanking you, man, for just not even getting tuned in to that life, man, you know, making something better for not only yourself, but for your little ones, you know what I mean, and others behind them, you know. And without further ado, man, we're going to go to a song for you, Jeremiah, and we're going to hit you with this one right here, man, a song called Never Give Up by one of my homeboys out in Cali, you know, OG Suicide. So we want you to sit back and vibe with that track, and we'll be right back with one of the greatest coming up, Jeremiah.
That's right.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh?
What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I know.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up, you know, never give up, no matter what it is in life. You can't give up on anything. That's real, you know what I mean? So just keep your shot going, all y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day, NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there, all right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
Okay. Okay.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Don't you down, you gotta get up. Leave on your dream, never give up. Keep on running, keep on making, keep believing.
Show, and we're kicking it once again with one of the most famous coming up in the game, Jeremiah out of Las Vegas. You know, right back at you, Jeremiah. And what you want the viewers to know, man, since we're kicking it live with you tonight, what you want them to know, Jeremiah?
First, I'm going to say thanks for having me. And just know that, like the song said, I'm never going to give up. I'm coming straight for the top.
That's right.
My man. My man, and we loving that, man. You know what I'm saying? And what positive thing would you have to tell these young cats, man, that's out here trying to call themselves thugging, Jeremiah? But, you know, like me and you both know, they ain't no thugs. They just pandemizing after what they see. What would you tell them guys, man?
I just tell them, like I said, like, ain't no retirement plan up in that. Your money run out, like, Your friends get killed. You might get killed, get locked up. Then it's all over from there.
Yes, yes, a done deal. You know what I mean? So we hoping that that you viewers is paying close attention to Jeremiah. You know what I mean? Because when me and my wife met him that night, you know, I just had a good feeling about the young man because he talks so good and he talks so real about what he's trying to accomplish. And I just got a smile on my face when the young man told me just now that he had worked, you know what I mean? He worked at UPS, you know what I mean? So at 20-something years old, that should let any young brother or any young sister know out here, you can do whatever you need to do, man. You know what I mean? Some of the greatest done came out the hood, you know what I mean? And accomplished something. So the name of the game is concentrating on your focus, believing in yourself, because if you don't believe in self, nobody else won't believe in you either. So you have to come to the table believing in yourself and letting people know that, hey, I can make this happen. You just got to give me a shot, you know? And we appreciate you and your team giving Jeremiah a shot up in that tee. So what would you like to say to the viewers tonight about Jeremiah?
I just want to appreciate y'all for letting us on the radio station, man. That's good looking out. You know, like you said, when we met, it was real good chemistry and everything. So I just want to tell everybody, if you're gonna dedicate yourself to something, stay dedicated all the way. You can't give up in the middle of it.
Yeah, because if you give up in the middle of it, you'll sink at the bottom of the river.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And like, we don't want you to do that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you gotta. That's one thing I like about Jeremiah, man. He, you know, his last fight has been a minute, but he's still in the gym every day training. Like, he got a fight tomorrow. The boy got a hunger to win, you know what I mean? So, if anybody, any youngster listening to this and is even taking up boxing, I would look for Jeremiah, man. Look for Jeremiah Wiggins real soon. He the truth. He young. He ready. You know what I mean? It's going to be a sight to see. Hopefully out there we can get him on that card July 20th out there, and then, you know, you can bring the cameras in and get it live on the streets. Don't let you back.
Oh, man, you already know it, because we at every fight they give, you know what I mean? We the media, so we always in there with our press pass, and we're going to give a big shout-out to Arm Boy and Rob and them over there at their camp, because they're about their business, and one thing I love about them, they network with everybody, you know what I mean? And they like to see everybody rise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When you see people like that, you got to lock with them kind of people, man, because the bottom line is ain't no man ever made it to the top alone. You feel me? Somebody had to give him a shot at the title before he didn't get
there. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So, yeah, you ain't just jumped up in that governor's seat because your name is so-and-so, so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? You had to have the soldier can, not the game, to get you in that seat. So,
yeah, and to get in that seat, you got to have grind and work ethic.
Oh, my goodness. Say that again over that T, because I don't think a lot of them heard you, B.
And to get in that seat, you got to have grind and work ethic. It just don't come by sitting down saying you want it.
Oh, no. If it came down to the moment, we'd be cutting the check now, won't we, T?
You already know.
I mean, you know. You'd be sitting at the barbershop, you know what I mean? Checks just rolling in if it was that easy to the game. Like, hey, let's work the spot and put this, you know, thing on him, you know what I mean? Cut him $100,000, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. So if you're sleeping, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them dreaming out here, T. What you think, young man?
I think they is, too. What you think, Jeremiah? They out here dreaming. They don't want to go get it.
Nah, dreaming. I'm a dream chaser.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, we have to have it like that because that's the name of life, man. If you don't run for your dream, your dream ain't going to run at you. You know, that's a hand-in-hand thing, you know?
That's right.
That's a hand-in-hand thing. So we must continue educating these kids out here, man, because a lot of them, I think, get so stuck on thinking somebody owed them something, you know what I mean? And that's what we got to stop looking at, man. We got to stop looking at the guy down the street because he riding a Mercedes, or the guy down the street because he got a Lamborghini. You got to ask yourself, how did he get that? You feel me? That ain't just jumped off the old block because he woke up one day, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you got to go ask that man, how did you get that, man? You know what I mean? What did it take to get that, if that's what you want, though? You know what I mean? But the life is bigger than a car, you know? But if that's what you choose, ask the young man or the young lady, how did you get that job, you know what I mean, or how did you conquer this, you know? You have to surround yourself with great people or to become a great person, you know? And who you surround yourself with becomes your rise or fall, you know?
That's right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, you know, because if, you're around a fool, you become a fool.
Great.
You know what I mean? And if you're around real people, your life continues to come real, you know what I mean, at any given day. So let's just keep that going in life, man. And any shout-outs you'd like to give to your family down there, T and, you know, y'all?
Jeremiah, go ahead, man.
I'd just like to shout out Vegas and specifically the whole West Side. And then shout out to my the big homie, Mike Hunter, the Lentian, and the homie Jesse Vargas. That's about it.
That's what we're talking about, you know what I mean? Putting it all the way out there, homeboy. What about
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to all of Las Vegas because, you know, I was born and raised in the whole city, not just in one section. And I would give a shout out to out there where you from, Phoenix, Arizona, the whole state of Arizona. Give a shout out to everybody that's keeping the streets Don't Love You Back alive and well and cracking. And just shout out Iron Boy because we will be out there coming soon. And Jeremiah will be the best fighter that whole night, whatever card he does appear on. And, you know, and just a shout out to everybody, man, that's doing something positive. You know what I mean? All the negativity, we ain't shouting that out. Nothing but positive vibes around here.
That's what I'm talking about, B, you know what I mean? And, hey, man, we vibing so strong tonight with y'all, man. We're going to hit you with another track over here, man. And we're gonna hit you with the Hypnotize, you feel me? From my man Biggie Smalls in the house. So lean
I heard
back.
That.
We're hypnotizing for a minute.
Baby.
Yeah.
Come on. Hot, quicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right, it's the head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, lose who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With
you,
my peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. To DKNY, Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now he's a real dookie, meaning who's really the shit? The niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick, called the Max LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast sweet foot, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment, at my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay true. Richer than rich, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so fake. Baby, baby, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Lame brand, nigga with flows, girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working for certain. Pop a freaking, not speaking. Leave the ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them hoes, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe. Dick black like Kobe. Watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me. Where the safe, show me. Homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so vain.
Yeah, right back, baby. You're kicking it live with my man Jeremiah and T-Dog out there in Las Vegas. You're listening to Biggie. You know what I mean? So we right back at you, Jeremiah and T. What's good, you know?
Oh, yeah. We here.
My man. So go ahead and speak it to the world, T. You know what I mean? It's on you, baby. Let the world know what y'all got planned for your man Jeremiah. And what you want the fans to start looking out for out there?
Well, you know, there's a lot in store for Jeremiah. Go ahead, man. You can fill him in better than I am. You the man with the gold, man.
But basically, we come to make statements.
That's what we come for, to make statements. Yeah. Statements, man. That boy, like I said, he a pure boxer. He could do anything any one of these fighters can do, man. If you want to brawl, he could do that. If you want to sit in the middle of the ring like a dumbass, excuse my French, he gonna pop shots you all night. It's whatever. Like you said, we coming to make statements, and after that, we coming to look at statements, bank statements, credit card statements, you know, just statements, you know.
My man, just all the way down. You know what I mean? And don't get it twisted with the statements either. You know?
Yeah, we making statements all day long.
It's all statements, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, tell us a little bit about your other management camp, you know what I mean? What's going on with the team?
Well, I speak on behalf of my partner, Will McHenry. He's Jeremiah's other manager. He goes hard. He's also another one of Jeremiah's trainers. You know, it's a team effort. It's like you say. You know, it takes a team to get to the top, you know what I mean? But, you know, when Jeremiah steps in that ring, it's just him, but he know the corner man is right behind him. Feel me?
Without a doubt.
So, Will got a lot of good things going on. You know, he in there, he pushes Jeremiah to the limit. He pushes our other fighters to the limit, you know. And so, you know, we just got a great team, man. With a great team, you can do great things.
Oh, man, you said it mouthful, baby, when you said that, man. Because as long as the team pushing together, that's what time it is. But when one is on the other street and the other one on the other street and there's no common ground, it's a misunderstanding every trip.
Oh, yeah. That's why with Jeremiah being so young in the game, 2-0, we building a solid foundation. And, you know, without a foundation, everything's going to fall. So right now we're working on building a solid team, solid foundation.
That's what I like to hear, B. You know what I mean? So, man, you know, we kicking it so strong tonight, man. You know, tonight I'm loving both of y'all on the show, so we finna kick another hot track for y'all. You know what I mean? Brown Sugar in the house, baby. We're going to kick Brown Sugar for the whole Las Vegas out there. You heard me?
Ooh, Brown Sugar. That D'Angelo Brown Sugar?
No, that's one of my little homeboys out of Detroit, one of my little homies that cut that joint, Brown Sugar. So we're going to dedicate that to the whole Las Vegas.
Come on with it. When me and Jeremiah speak on behalf of Las Vegas, go on, let that thing ride.
Yeah, it is, baby. Be right back.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I
had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip-hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop. But dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink. Might just reminisce, I know that she's feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two-step. Now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isleys. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in her soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Al Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, traveling around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Back here to the hottest show worldwide, Distribution Love You Back, with my man Jeremiah and Chi, and we're kicking it live all the way in Las Vegas. You feel me?
Viva Las Vegas, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the mic to the missus right quick, and we're going to keep it moving.
All right. You there, Jeremiah?
I am here.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to ask you if, so far in your career, if you've been able to give back to the community, and if you have or haven't, if you'd like to, what do you know, or do you have any idea what you might want to do to be able to give back to your community?
Not yet. I haven't been able to give back, but when I'm around in the streets, whatever, if I have change or something, whatever, I'll give it to people I see around on the freeways and anything. But, like, once I make it big, whatever, I plan on definitely giving back to everybody up in my community.
That's right. Well, good. I know a lot of young boxers try to get back to their community, and it's just a good thing for all of us to be able to, you know, and it doesn't have to be money. It could be maybe helping other youth, or, you know, educating somebody, helping them, you know, lifting somebody else up along the way.
Yeah.
So, do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can follow you?
Yeah, I got a Facebook. It's Jeremiah Jermaine Wiggins. It's J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E-W-I-G-G-I-N-S. And I got an Instagram, too. It's J-Letter, J-L-E-T-T-A.
All right. And do you have any other shout-outs or anybody from your gym? I know you mentioned some of them. I didn't know if you got everybody or not.
I'd like to shout out, everybody from Vegas, but, like, specifically my homie David, because, like, he the one that gave me a lot of sparring and made me what I am today. And the homie Taylor Larson, like, those was the people that I looked up to when I first started.
All right. And who are your biggest role models?
My biggest role models? I would say Tupac and Tyson.
All right. Yeah, Tupac. He was a very smart young person.
Thank you.
So what are your dreams and goals for even
my
just
dream
next year?
I'm just trying to, like, my main goal in life is just to put my family name up in the history book. It's like, once we dead, whatever, we not remembered. I'm just trying to be remembered, like, have my family name remembered. It seems like everybody who's famous, whatever, they get to be remembered, and I'm just trying to have my family name remembered. So, like, when we dead and gone, like, generations to come, y'all know who we was and what we was about.
That's right. It's about leaving that legacy for future family and just leaving a legacy of doing something good for others. Being that example, that leader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me pass the mic back over.
All right. Thank
you. Yeah, Jay. So, yeah, man, we are just kicking it live here with my man Jeremiah and T tonight, and we vibing so good. Like I said, we just vibing with conversation and letting the world know what's happening. And what'd you say? Yeah, and don't forget, everybody, I got a few announcements to make. Don't forget, we got our new summer clothes line in. We just got that in today. So for all the homeboys out there, you know, we got the Streets Don't Love Your Back fitted sweatpants and all of that now, athlete shorts, you know what I'm saying, sports shorts for the youngsters and the elders as well. And we got the ladies fitted shirts. We got the ladies camisoles, tank tops. We got the men's shirts. We got the whole nine yards, you know. So make sure you log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackneem.com. And we also got the Lady Capri jeans out too, from size 3 to 17. And we're doing our thing over here. You know, we got the fitted hats for the homeboys as well, and multiple colors. So log on and check our online store out. And we just want to thank everybody around the world who buy our clothes. You know, people buy them all over. So we just want to definitely give a shout out to all the people who supports us from day one and been supporting us for the last 4.5 years for what we do, you know. And if you don't have a copy of my book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, What Started the Movement, and the other book, Never Hit a Woman, me and my wife is loud advocates towards domestic violence towards women and kids. So we just want you to log on and cop that book too if you ain't got that yet, you know. And if you'd like to become a member, also log on. And it's always best to network and build an empire than sit back and not say nothing and let magic happen without you being there. And then you jump and talking about where mine at, you know what I mean? So yours ain't nowhere if you ain't on the team, you know, point blank. Yeah, we ain't looking for no long-lost cousin jumping off the building talking about here I am, none of that. So if you ain't there on my beginning start, don't think you're going to be there when I jump up on that hill successful. So you got to stay on the train. You got to stay on the train. You know what I mean? Even if the train may shake sometime and might damn near be going off the rail, you got to stay on there. Because if you jump off, it's just like mama throw you from the train, you're going to be off the train. Bottom line. So that's the way we kick it on the show, you know what I mean? And I'm quite sure that's the way you and Jeremiah feel. If you ain't standing with me from my bad point, don't think you're going to be there when I get to my great point.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, because you know we got them long-lost relatives that'll come out that we ain't never seen a day in our life, and he trying to explain to you, or she trying to explain to you how she's some kin to you. I'm grandmama's niece, and you don't even know nothing about them. So, yeah, you got to beware them long-lost ones who you never seen before, because as soon as they see your face on TV, it's some, oh, man, that's my man, Jeremiah. That's my cousin. Oh, that's my fifth cousin, you know. So you got to always be aware of that, because they coming. Yeah, they definitely coming, baby, you know. So we're live right here with Jeremiah and my man T, and we're having such a great time tonight. We finna hit you with another joint, T, you know what I mean, because we're rolling with you real heavy, and we're going to hit you with another one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nothing like home, baby. We're finna hit you with that track from my little homeboy, Maserati Rick Jr. out of Detroit, Michigan. Once again, we're giving that shout-out to the whole Las Vegas, baby, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One time, take a trip to the mall. Let's hit.
welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide. We're kicking it live with my man Jeremiah, my man T from Las Vegas, and we're having a hell of a time on the show tonight, you know. What's up with you, Jeremiah? You know what I mean? Tell your fans, man, because they loving you, and I know they loving you. Let them know what's happening, baby. You here. You there, Jeremiah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby, let the fans know what's good with you, baby. You know, you got 15 more minutes to ride out with us.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I'm just trying to make it to the top. Just trying to be successful at what I do. Like, anything I ever done in life, whatever, I put my all into it. And that's the same with boxing, whatever, I'm putting my all into it. And as of right now, like, they, I'm going to be seeing in Texas, whatever, to get back to work.
Right. Oh, you got? Oh, you on lunch break?
No, I ain't even on break. I'm just ducked off in the front of the truck.
Oh, you just took your own break. Hey, you know what, Jeremiah? We got to give you a hell of a shout out on the show tonight, man. Cause you made it happen, baby. You know what I mean? Even though you at the gig, you like, look, I ain't gonna miss the Streets and Love You Back show, man. So.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to be out here, but I'm going to step up out here for an hour, man. And y'all going to just see me when I get back up in here without punching the clock to go to break. You feel me? So that's boss up thing, baby, you know, so we got to give you that one.
Yep.
Yeah. And AT, what you got to say, man, for your last words, man, before we, let Jeremiah get on back in there, man?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we got to cut it kind of short, man, but, you know, he got to – make his in-between bread till he get bread for knocking people out next month. I just want to send a big shout out to y'all. Thank you. We met y'all down there at the Celebrity Theater, and, it was all love from the get-go, like you said. So we want to send a special shout out to the, Streets Don't Let You Back. We appreciate all the love, and we hope to keep doing more hot interviews and you get hot clips, Jeremiah, knocking people out because, when we out there, man, Streets Don't Love You Back. That's our home. So, we just appreciate all the love, man, and all the listeners.
Hey, we appreciate you too, man. We appreciate you too, Jeremiah and T. We appreciate the other half of the management team as well. And I send all in my love as well, homeboy. And we hope to see you and Jeremiah and your whole camp here on July the 20th, And
I'm just waiting on a couple phone calls now.
All right. Well, we just want to thank both of you for taking the time to come on to our show and sharing a little bit about your lives and your career and your stories. We're going to go ahead and let you go, but we're going to do a couple more last announcements, and then we're going to play a song as we leave tonight. So just hang in there tight a couple more minutes, and thank you again for joining us. You can join us along every Wednesday night, and 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern. We want to remind everybody that we have our Junior Golden Gloves Tournament coming up here June 14th and 15th, and that's in Phoenix at Desert Sands Elementary School. And that's for all ages. All amateur fighters are welcome. So just pay attention to our Facebook pages for the weigh-in time and place. And we're going to go out tonight with a special theme for Jeremiah. We wish him continued success. We know that boxing takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and a lot of love. You got to love what you're doing. You got to love being in that ring. So shout out to Jeremiah. Shout out to T for being there, being his support. We just want to thank you guys so much. And we're going to go out tonight with a song. Here it is. It speaks for itself. Have a great week. Remember, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and join us back here next Wednesday night. Good night.